Our public scripture reading, our call to worship this morning, comes from Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. As Christians, we are constantly reacting to our environment. You folks are all extremely busy. You have homes to maintain. Many of you have vocations that you have to pursue diligently and invest much time in every week. Some have spouses to please and children to raise. And then we react not only to our busyness, we react to the world around us, the depravity of our culture. We are grieved in our hearts constantly and sometimes provoked to righteous anger at the injustices and the ungodliness that is spread and advocated in our culture. Then we consider the compromises of the modern church, the theological debates that continue to go on and on and on. And in the midst of all that, if all that weren't enough, then you've got your own depravity to deal with, your own remaining sin. And in the midst of dealing and reacting with all those things, it's so easy to get our eyes off the Lord and to forget the main thing and to keep the main thing the main thing. And when I look at Romans 5:1, I see Paul reminding us of the main thing. Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You think through that for a minute together with me. We've gathered here to worship the Lord and to focus upon the gospel. Because at the end of the day, the gospel is the main thing, isn't it? Notice what Paul says. Notice the verb tenses. Having been justified by faith. Something that took place in your past. What does that mean? If you're in Jesus Christ, when you were converted, whenever that conversion took place, do you realize that God took your sins away, forgave you for every sin you've ever committed, past, present, and future, and then positively He dressed you in a robe of perfect righteousness? In that moment, God instantaneously declared you, though you're still a sinner, to be righteous. That He receives you just as He receives His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, because it's His righteousness that you are dressed in. And because He has done that in the past, presently you have peace with God. Something we forget in the midst of our thinking through theology and all those things is that at its heart, Christianity is a reconciled relationship with your Creator. That God has reconciled you to Himself in Jesus Christ. And that the purpose of Christianity is to know and glorify the Lord. You have a personal relationship with Him. What did Jesus say in John 17? This is eternal life. It's not just a status or state of being. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the one true God. And Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. And that is based upon the fact that you've been reconciled to God by your justification. That your sins have been forgiven and righteousness has been given to you. And on that basis, you're able to approach the throne of God. Now, I'm not going to have you raise your hand, but let me set something before you. Do you realize that once you're justified, you're justified? That you can't become more justified and you can't become less justified. Now, can you become more sanctified or less sanctified? Absolutely. You know, the Christian life theoretically should be like this, which is just a steady, ongoing uphill growth. That's not how it is in experience, is it? It's more like this. And sometimes it's like this. And you're hitting the bottom. But it's not a steady thing. It's always in flux. Some days I'm more holy and then other days I'm less holy. And it's true for all of us. But do you realize that your justification doesn't change? That you don't become more justified than you already are once you know Christ? Meaning this, that you are as justified now as you will be when you're made perfect in heaven. You'll be more holy, more happy in heaven, but you won't be more secure or more accepted than you are right this very moment. So, some of you this morning, I suspect, missed your quiet time. You didn't spend time alone with the Lord this morning. How justified are you? Just as justified as you were when you were having your quiet time. Some of you have probably yielded to some besetting sins this past week. Some things that you struggle with and you're fed up with dealing with them, but you failed again and your heart is feel so frustrated and the heavy hand of conviction is upon you because God loves you enough to chasten you? But here's the thing, when you yield to that besetting sin, are you any less justified? Not that God condones sin, but no, you're not any less justified. You can't take anything away from it nor add anything to it because you're already dressed in Christ's own righteousness. Which means that upon that basis, you are free this morning to enter into the very Holy of Holies to commune with God. Not because of what you've done, not because you've had a perfect week, not because you've done all the right things and you've made yourself worthy by your own obedience, but because you've been made worthy by Christ and His obedience. And on the basis of what He has accomplished, you are able to find fresh forgiveness for your sins and to enter into the very Holy of Holies to commune with God this morning and to worship Him. So let's, in the name of Christ, dare to be bold. John Owen said, the greatest blessing of the new covenant is boldness. That we are given new boldness to come before the very Holy of Holies to commune with this God who we had offended. Not because of us, but because of what Jesus has accomplished for us. So in the name of Jesus this morning, let's come before Him boldly. Let's pray. Our Father, I pray that You would forgive us for our sins, that You would give us fresh cleansing in our consciences, that You would draw us close to Yourself, and Lord, that You would help us truly to enter into Your presence. Let us know something of Your manifest presence this morning. Speak to us through Your Word as it's read and as it is preached. Lord, help us to return our praises to You through our prayers and through our songs of praise. Let our fellowship with one another deepen our love for You and our love for God and for our love for the Word of God and for one another. Lord, we would pray that You would do a great and a mighty work in our midst this day for Your glory. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.